Maseches Maaser Sheni, Mishnah Aleph, Perek Aleph. Maaser Sheni, Ein Mochrin Oso, Ein Mashkinim Oso, Ein Machlifin Oso, V'lo Shoklin Kenegdo. Maaser Sheni is Maaser, second round of Maaser, Maaser from Maaser, which has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It is pure, and you are pure. So, because it's something which is close to being chulin, it's close to being something which is mutter, there's a danger of using it for the wrong things. So this Mishnah comes to explain to us where the Yisurim in fact lie. You're not allowed to sell it to somebody else. You're not allowed to use it as collateral. You're not allowed to trade. You have oil, I have grapes, you have wine. And you can't use it as a measuring thing. I know for sure that I have 2 cups of Maaser Sheni, so that's how much displacement there would be of something else. V'lo yemar adam l'chaveru b'Yerushalayim, person in Yerushalayim, which is where you could be eating Maaser Sheni, heilech yayin v'sin li shemen. Here, take some wine, and I will give you some oil. Aval nosnin zelas de matnas chinam, but you can't because this is sanctified, because this is Maaser Sheni, you're not allowed to conduct business transactions with it. However, you can give somebody wine and they can give you oil, as long as you say, I'm just giving this to you as a present, and I'm just giving this to you as a present. The second is Maaser Sheni, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues with another type of Maaser, which is similar din to Maaser Sheni, Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema, the tenth of your flock, you have to, at certain points of the year, in Elul time, gather up your animals and you count them all off by tens, the tenth animal has Kedushas Maaser, and it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. It is pure, and you are pure. The Pasuk says you're not allowed to redeem it at all. You're not allowed, there's no Geula for it. It stays in its Kedusha state. Unlike a Bechor, which is similar, of course, you don't get to eat it. It's got to be given to the Kohanim, but you would think maybe that there would be some way to get out of its Kedusha state. Lochein. This is not the case, and we'll see this in the Mishnah right now. Maaser Behema in Lochernoi Soitamim Chai. Maaser Behema, a tenth of your flock. You cannot sell it while it is whole and alive, and not when it has a defect, whether it is alive or dead. And Makachim Boha Isha, you can't use it to marry somebody. A bechor, however, you can sell while it's alive, or when it has a defect and it is alive, or if it's shachut, if it's been shechted, umekachin bo haisha, and you could use it technically to be mekadesh a woman, because in such a case it is your property. Ve'ein mechalan Maaser Sheni al asimon, you can't remove the kedusha from Maaser Sheni onto an asimon, which is a chunk of metal, not a phone token. For all of us who remember the phone tokens in Eretz Yisrael, v'lo matbeh she'eno yotze, and not on a coin which does not go out, v'lo al ma'os she'enan birshusa, and you cannot remove its kedusha onto money which is not in your possession. So the Rav explains, though, an asimon is not, like we said, a coin with a hole in the middle of it, but it is a piece of metal that has no design on it, and therefore is not considered a coin. Continuing in that frame of reference, coins that are not coins, a form of currency which is not spendable also does not have the ability to transform Maaser Sheni from Kedusha and make the Kedusha more portable. And also, if you have no access to that money, then it is also not usable for transferring the Kedusha of Maaser Sheni.